Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechet Shavuos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asubas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afan, Receiving Kol Gon Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing Shavuos Bitoy, the Shavuos where a person expresses something and he didn't keep to it, or he lied in the expression of the Shavuah, he's chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared. So the Mishnah tells us Shavuah Shaloi Oichal, a person makes a Shavuah that he's not going to eat. V'achal Achal Shein Ruulin Achila, V'shasa Mashkin Shein Ruulin Shsia. And he ended up eating something that's not fit to eat, or he drank something that's not fit to drink. Potter in this case is Potter because his intention when he made the Shavuah was only for something that he's able to eat and drink. He ate something that's not edible or drinkable, he's not chayiv. However, let's say he said, Shavuah shalai oichal, Shavuah that I'm not going to eat, and then v'achal nevelos u'treifas shkatzim rumasim. He ended up eating meat that was treif, it wasn't kosher, the animal died, it wasn't shechted properly, or it was and it had a different problem with it that made it not kosher, or a creepy crawl, these shkatzim and rumasim, different rodents and things like that, chayiv, he's chayiv. And that's because according to Tanna Kamma, they are roi l'achila, they're able to be eaten. The Torah says you're not allowed to, but they still could be eaten, and therefore he's chayiv. Or is Reb Shimon Pater, Reb Shimon Pater. And that's because Reb Shimon holds this concept, mushba va'oymeid. A person is already mushba, he's already under oath at Har Sinai. The Torah tells him he's not allowed to eat these things, and that's considered like he already made a shvuah, and therefore his personal shvuah can't take effect on the shvuah of the Torah that the Torah says don't eat this. Therefore, he's not over for breaking his shvuah when he eats these things. However, the following is the din that Reb Shimon agrees to. Amar, let's say the person said, Kainam ishti nenesli emachalti ayayim. Kainam is a lashon of karbon, and this is actually a lashon of neder. So he basically says that my wife is not allowed to have benefit from me if I ate today. And he ended up eating all these things that he's not allowed to eat. His wife is Asur, because since he didn't use a lashon of shvua, rather he used a lashon of neder, it was kainam, which again, as we said, is a lashon of karbon, and he did eat something, which is roi l'achilo, it's able to be eaten, so the neder is chal, and his wife is not out of benefit from him. Moving on to Mishnah, continue to explain these shvuas. These discussions of shvuas are relevant whether we're talking about himself. For example, he says, I will or won't eat, or is referring to somebody else. For example, he says, I will or will not give something to that person. It also applies to things that are tangible or even things that are not tangible, such as sleeping. Now the Mishnah speaks all these out. Ketzad, what's example? Let's say a person said, Shvuah she'etein la'ish pleini, Shvuah that I'm going to give something to that guy, or shle'etein I won't give, shenasati shle'nasati, or he said a Shvuah that I gave or that I didn't give to him. All these are cases of dvarim shalacherim, something that's relevant to other people. On to the next category, let's say he said, she'ishan v'shaloy ishan, I will sleep or I won't sleep, she'ishanti v'shaloy ishanti, that I did sleep or that I didn't sleep. This is considered ein bahen mamish. There's nothing tangible about sleeping. Another example of ein bahen mamish is if he says she'ezrek tzor layam shaloy ezrek, I'll throw a stone into the ocean or I won't throw it. That's not tangible in as much that he's not accomplishing anything. Or he says she'ezrakti shaloy ezrakti, I did throw a stone or I didn't throw a stone. In all these cases, if he doesn't keep to his word or if he ended up lying, then he'd be chayv a carbon oil of yared. However, Reb Shmuel argues and says ein chayv el al asid lavai, he'd only be chayv a carbon oil of yared in regards to the future. For example, if he says I will or will not throw something to the ocean, and if he's over on that, so then he's chayav a carbon oil of yared, but not about something in the past. Where does this come from? Shnemar, because the pasuk says lahara or lehitiv. This is in regards to making a shvuah. The pasuk tells us that a person says oy nefesh ki sishava levate besvasayim lahara or lehitiv, and lahara lehitiv means to do good or to do bad in the future. So that's why these shvuahs only apply to future, not to the past. However, Amalei Rekiva Kiva told him, "Okay, if that's really so, they were reading the pasuk literally. Then ein li elo devarim sheish ben hara v'atava. I would only apply these dinim of shvuah to something that has a concept of hara and atava, which means they're doing bad or doing good. For example, if he says I'm not going to eat or I will eat, that's something that's good or bad. But dvarim she'ein bahen hara v'atava minayin? How do we know to mechayev a person if he made a shvuah regarding something that has nothing to do with hara or atava? For example, throwing a stone into the ocean is neither good nor bad. It's totally neutral. What's your source for being mechayev him in such a case, Rabbi Shmuel?" And so Amar Leih, Rabbi Shmuel responds to Rekiva, "Mi riboy akasov, because the pasuk has riboy, it increases. It uses the word lechol. The quote of the pasuk is lechol asher yivatei adam b'shvuah, and this word lechol is coming to include things that even aren't relevant to hara and atava." So Amar Leih, Rabbi Akiva responded to him, "Im riba kasav lekach, if you're saying the pasuk has this riboy and it's including things that even don't have to do with hara and atava, well, riba kasav lekach, then the pasuk is also including these other things, namely past tense things that he makes a false shvuah about. We're also going to be chayav in." And there's a great response, and actually, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss these shvuas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.